Well, the barriers have finally been removed from the new shopping centre. It's been renamed Bray Central, just off the main street in Bray. God, it took forever. And I mean ever. I mean, going back to last century, but there it is. What can we expect and what's there at the moment? Well, Fine Gael Councillor Aoife Flint-Kennedy, who's the Cathaoirleach of the Municipal District, is on the line. Aoife, good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Okay, thank you. So, I haven't been there yet, but what is it? Can I walk through and see?
You can walk through it, Declan, which is great. And as you said in your intro there, it's been a long time coming and people have been waiting with bated breath for it to actually open. So it's open now. The car park is open. All the legals have been completed with Wicklow County Council and the developer. So it's now up to the developer. And I suppose that's one of the challenges for us, is that it's now owned by the developer. The developer has control of it. And in terms of the local authority, we don't have much say anymore about getting information when different units are open. We know that Elephant and Castle has opened, and we know that the cinema and the bowling alley area has been announced. But we're still waiting, I suppose, with bated breath for the other units to actually open and the leases to be announced.
Right, and those facilities that are there at the moment, they're mostly the press-up group, are they?
They're mostly the press-up group, yeah. They have been able to, I suppose, confirm the units that they're opening. So they're opening a cinema, they're opening a bowling alley, which will be different to Bray Bowl in that it's kind of more focused on adults and nighttime entertainment, and I think it might have served some food and drinks and stuff as part of it. They have Elephant and Castle, and they have Wow Burger. So we know those units are opening, but it's really the main anchor stores that I suppose myself, and I'm sure your listeners are eager to hear who's going in there. But that will be up to the press-up group to actually make those announcements themselves.
Right. I mean, the goss around town, as you know, is that Penny's are just about to sign. But nobody can confirm that. And, you know,
and that's the challenge, Declan. Yeah. Nobody can confirm it. And the only people that can actually make that announcement are the press-up group themselves. And as you've said, there's been lots of rumours going around. Pennies are coming, Pennies are not coming, TK Maxx are coming, TK Maxx are not coming. But really, we won't know until those units are announced themselves. And that will be the press-up group that announce them. The only thing I will say is that the press-up group has put a massive investment into this development, and I'm sure they're, you know, as eager as the rest of us to see it filled with shops and, you know, hive activity. So I'm sure they will make those announcements as soon as they possibly can.
Yeah, Aoife, what did do for the town? I'm sure it'll be positive. It'll bring people in as such, and neighbouring businesses, I suppose, could benefit from more footfall around the place. I mean, what's the view of the council? What difference this will make?
Yeah, well, I suppose for a long time people have been talking about a focus down the seafront and not enough of a focus on the main street, and particularly at nighttime and nighttime activity, and creating that sense of going out in the town at night. I mean, I go to the cinema in Dundrum or in Arklow. I mean, I'd love to be able to go to the cinema in Bray and focus there. So I think having a cinema back in the town will be absolutely fantastic. And it will create that kind of atmosphere around the area, you know, and being able to go for a meal, being able to go to the cinema, and hopefully bringing some traffic and you know, more customers into the Bray area for the other existing businesses that are there as well, and to be able to support them. I think it's going to be really positive.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the word traffic there. So what's the consideration?
Yeah, traffic is going to, you know, is going to be an issue. And traffic is an issue in Bray anyway, Declan. And as we get more and more housing, which is obviously much needed, traffic is going to be more of an issue. And I suppose from the local authority's point of view and from the NTA, there is going to need to be a greater focus on, you know, reliable public transport, and I think that's the key, reliable, because we do have some public transport providers at the moment, and you couldn't describe reliability as being something that they're offering. But yeah, there will be traffic concerns, and we'll have to look at that. But Bray is a growing town, Declan, and the more we grow, and the more that's on offer, the more traffic is going to be concerned. So alternatives to taking the car are going to be key.
Yeah. I mean, that's a journey. And I've often taken it myself in the morning, trying to get from, say, Woodbrook Roundabout there, around the school, up as far as Ballywaltrum. I mean, it's the traffic jam is getting over that bridge, of course, the Fran O'Toole Bridge, yeah. Coming down Castle Street and all. I mean, even in the evening time, you see the traffic going back to the new development there in Shankill. It's just impossible to get to Bray efficiently.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. It's a huge issue for us in the town, Declan. And as you mentioned, like, there's a massive development going into Shankill now. There'll be more developments going into the Fasarolands and Bray. And it is going to be something that's going to have to be a huge focus on. Obviously, there's the talk of the Lewis coming to Bray, and, you know, when will that happen? Will it happen? There are other considerations, the pedestrian or the public transport bridge and going to St. Seapoint is a huge concern for people, and it's trying to balance these things. We want to reduce the congestion in the town, but then it also has to be done in a way that takes into consideration people who are living in the area and the impact that might have on where they live and their quality of life. So they're not easy solutions, Declan, in any way. But the traffic is going to continuously get worse. So we're going to have to come up with some alternatives.
Yeah, and the infrastructure stuff as well is going to be there. I mean, obviously, there's the concerns about building on a floodplain, even though flood protection works have gone in. But, obviously, residents not happy. You're talking about Little Bray. The proposed bridge across the Dargle there, people wondering what's going to happen to the swans, because the way swans' eyes are constructed, they mightn't see all the guy wires and things, and there could be a lot of damage. And when you consider that, St. Anne's in North Dublin been refused, and one of the issues is the Brent geese that arrive in. You know, the plight of the swans could be a live issue.
Yeah, and I think it is a real issue, Declan. Like, I work as well, I work out in Sheriff Street, so I'm out near a similar design bridge out there, and I think the issue with the bridge, one of the issues, there's multiple ones, one of the issues is the design of it. I don't think the town needs such a monstrosity of a design in the town. I mean, we are going to have to look at alternatives to it. One of the biggest concerns about that bridge was the swans and the fact that an environmental impact assessment was deemed as not being required, which I don't agree with. And I think, you know, public transport is something that we need to put in place, but it's not public transport at all costs. It has to be done in a way that takes into consideration what's already there. And the swans are a huge part of Bray. And, you know, they need to be featured in the design and in any construction there, and the community that live down in the Seapoint area. I mean, they have some serious concerns about that, and they need to be taken into consideration as well.
Indeed.
But ultimately, we are going to have to find alternatives to getting in and out of Bray that don't necessarily involve a car. But they have to be reliable, Declan, or people are not going to use them. I mean, I'm not going to use them unless they're reliable. So they have to be something that you can actually rely on and is that affordable.
Yeah. Just one last thing, and thanks for coming on, Aoife. Any word of any developments on this cliff walk? I mean, we hear from time to time the always in the news, some sort of fall or whatever, and it's cut off, and then we see about alternative routes and things. What's going to happen on the cliff walk?
Yeah, they're going to have to look at diverting the cliff walk away from the cliff in part. Because the cliffside is eroded in, and we've seen, you know, the recent mudslide or rock slide that happened, and, you know, it's a very, very popular amenity in the town, and people come from all over to walk it, but it has to be safe. But it's probably just, you know, by its very nature, its proximity to the cliff edge, and there is erosion there from the sea. And the local party are going to have to look at taking it away from the actual cliffside at points. It's going to be a major piece of work, but I'm confident that they're actively working on it, Declan, you know. And I see the post myself, particularly on Bray as the forum, it's cliff walk open, yes, cliff walk open, yes. And then something else happens. So it's a challenge for us. It's absolutely a challenge for us, but I think, you know, maybe council are committed to trying to find solutions.
Okay, we look forward to that. Okay, Fine Gael Councillor Aoife Flynn Kennedy. Thanks, Aoife. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Declan. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Morning show at East Coast FM.